Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of our sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are joined together to hear God's word and call on him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Therefore, together as a people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, and seek his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God,
have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life.
Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be with us, enliven us, our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
The Lord be with you,
and also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so that we also ascend in heart and mind, and continually dwell there with him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The first reading for the Ascension of our Lord is from the book of Acts, the first chapter. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering, by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor. He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under his feet. The second reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the first chapter. "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scripture and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, Christ.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text is Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning at the 44th verse. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand everything that was written about me, understand the scriptures, and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending you the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising God. In the beginning, that's when it all started. It seemed like it had been a slow, plodding pace since the beginning of time. Even 33 years ago, on a quiet night in Bethlehem, it wouldn't have seemed that much out of the ordinary. A child is born. I wonder if Mary thought about Gabriel's visit between contractions. She must certainly have remembered when the shepherds came. Then things were quiet again for about 30 years. That quiet was deceptive. The whole world had been simmering since the very beginning of time, since Adam chose the path of disobedience. Nature itself had been longing for release from sin and the curse of death. Even sin seemed to have had the upper hand and was getting worse and worse day by day. But God was there. Even from the day of Adam's disobedience, the course was set for your salvation. Oh, things happened, lots of things. Things that seemed to amplify the problem of sin in the world. But as Scripture records them, it also has a thread, a promise of things to come. Then it all came together. 3 years like a whirlwind, and then 3 days that changed everything. All of Scripture had been pointing to these days, explaining who Jesus is, taking us to the cross. Now in this text, we are here. Jesus had died in intense suffering that would have been bad enough just as it in his plain physical pain and brutality. But our Savior, who was without sin, became sin so that we might be made righteous. But death could not hold him. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In Luke, just before today's reading, Jesus is with the disciples on the day of his resurrection. The reading ends 40 days later. The glimpse of what happened in those 40 days goes like this. "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scripture. Can you imagine? Rather like 4 years of seminary, even 8 maybe, all in 40 days. Of course, these men had seen Jesus at work over about 3 years. They surely had spent many hours in the synagogue over those years too. But God's ways are not our ways. So it could not have been easy to take in new ideas. But I shouldn't have said it that way. We can and do consume ideas, good and bad, like cheap candy. But there is more to what we have in Jesus. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined how much God loves us or what he has prepared for us. The disciples had not understood what was happening before their eyes. But now, in these 40 days after the resurrection, he opened their minds to understand the scripture, all of scripture. Because the faith we have is not just a good idea, not even a collection of good ideas. It is real, tangible gift of our kinsman Redeemer to rescue us from sin and death. And it's not just for us here within these four walls. It is for this town, this corner of our world. Remember what the angel told the shepherds at Christ's birth? That they were bringing good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Jesus gives us the short version here of what all the scripture declares. Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And he didn't say that we should be witnesses, or that we could be witnesses with more training, but rather that we are witnesses. We are his hands and voice in Troy, New Hampshire. Maybe we could do more. Maybe we will do more. But for the moment, rest in this. We are God's children. We are God's children in a time of turmoil and uncertainty. And in all of that, we can rest in him. Turn to him for forgiveness of our sins. Trust him with our lives, in this world and in the next. And praise him. And wrapped in his love, we can love our neighbors as ourselves. I found great joy in today's text. It covers a lot of ground. Jesus opened up the scriptures for them and for us. He explained what all of scripture proclaimed and explained, that he came to us in the flesh, that he came to us to suffer and die, that he came to us that we might repent and find forgiveness in him, that he came to us to crush death under his feet and rise out of the grave, that he came to us that through his death and resurrection he could take us through our own death and into his resurrection. And if that wasn't enough, he sent the promise of the Father to us who believe that we should have the power to proclaim his glory, the confidence to walk not in the ways of the world, but in his ways, the strength to be obedient, even in the face of suffering, persecution, and even, yes, even inconvenience. And then he left them. At first glance, that might seem disappointing, even traumatic. They had seen God in the flesh, heard his voice. They loved him. They worshipped him. Now he was ascending to the Father, and their joy was almost palpable. The joy that filled them sprang from the knowledge of what his departure meant. That it meant he would be with them always, not constrained by time or space, as he was when he walked with them, but with them always just as he had intended from the beginning into all eternity. The past couple of months have been a whirlwind, but now they knew, as we do, that sin and death have been destroyed. They knew, just as we do, that they can follow Jesus to the cross, to the grave, and to the skies. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord, the sound of a trumpet. Ascend, Lord, hear the prayers of your people and grant our supplication. That the Lord may grant all things in Christ, so that we may be sustained in trial, strengthened in weakness, and delivered from trouble. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Church of Christ may flourish, and the good news of Christ crucified, risen, and ascended would be proclaimed to all the ends of the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may richly supply us with faithful pastors who will preach your word in season and out, and that we may hear, believe, and live out this gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the nations of the earth may seek peace, and that the leaders of our country may pursue righteousness, justice, and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the pandemic may come to an end, and that our livelihood and common life may resume. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That all those afflicted may be strengthened in illness and comforted in adversity, especially Jesse and Diane and those who mourn, especially the families of John Meyer and John. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the faithful may not fret what we do not know about, but rejoice in Christ our Savior and live in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may grant us joyful hearts and peace at last, knowing that neither death nor life nor any power can separate us from the love of God in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And that we may be as generous with our tithes and offerings as the Lord is in giving us his gifts, and that we may support the poor and those in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may know the Lord's presence in the means of his grace, hearing his word, receiving his absolution, and feasting at his table with faith and joy in our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may remember the saints of old who contended for the Lord with their own day, and that we may join them at last in the marriage feast of the Lamb without end. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All these things and whatever else we need, we ask you to grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all the goodness and loving kindness that you bestow on us. We praise you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, we bless you for your boundless love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. We implore you to give us a right understanding of all your mercies, that our hearts may ever be deeply thankful, and that we may show forth your praise with both our lips and our lives. Direct our lives in ways of holiness and righteousness, all the days that we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of your favor. Be sustained and comforted in every time of trouble. And finally, be received into your everlasting kingdom through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.